Are you a new welder? Are you switching from flux core to gas? It's time to know the importance of argon gas in the welding process. Depends on the type of material to be welded, the welders do choose different gases. As a welder, we all know the common categories of welding such as MIG and TIG. Which gas should I use for MIG welding? If you are not sure about which type of gas suits for the material, then you can get the assistance of gas suppliers. There is a wide range of gas suppliers give a suggestion in choosing the right gas for your requirements. Nowadays, welding machines come with the user manual that contains detailed information about the gas to be used and the information regarding the voltage of the machine. Here we have listed out the gases used for MIG welding. Welding gas for carbon steel. When it comes to choosing the welding gas for carbon steel, many welders prefer C25. It is a gas mixture of carbon dioxide and argon gas. In some cases, using CO2 gas separately may cause deeper penetration and creates irregular look to weld. By using a mixture of CO2 and argon gas, you can easily weld thin material. Argon gas suppliers delivers the tools that perfectly fine for your welding needs. Gas for aluminum. Argon gas is separately used to weld aluminum material. A welder can get the best result if he uses pure argon gas while marrying aluminum. By nature, aluminum is a little thicker than another type of material, so it is better using argon gas with helium. Gas for stainless steel. For welding a stainless steel material, welder commonly uses a gas consist of argon 95% and CO2 2%. To improve the quality of welding, the companies try a different mixture of gases like argon, helium and CO2. For some companies, this strategy works better and at the best result.